he would do a responsive reading on Thanksgiving. And Pastor George Pearson's did it this morning at Eagle Mountain. And he didn't do a responsive reading, but he went through Psalm 136. But I'm going to say a few things from this chapter, and I want you all to respond, "For his mercy endures forever." Everybody say, "For his mercy, endures forever." Okay? So here we go, Psalm 136. "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
His mercy endures forever.
Oh, give thanks to the God of gods.
For his mercy endures forever.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords.
For his mercy endures forever.
To him who alone does great wonders.
For his mercy endures forever.
To him who by wisdom made the heavens.
For his mercy endures forever.
To him who laid out on the earth to him who laid out the earth above the waters.
For his mercy endures forever.
To him who made great lights for his
For his mercy endures forever.
The sun to rule by day.
For his mercy endures forever.
The moon and stars to rule by night.
For his mercy endures forever.
To him who struck Egypt in their firstborn.
For his mercy endures forever.
And brought out Israel from among them.
For his mercy endures forever.
With a strong hand and with an outstretched arm.
For his mercy endures forever.
To him who divided the Red Sea in two.
For his mercy endures forever.
And made Israel pass through the midst of it.
For his mercy endures forever.
But overthrew Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea.
For his mercy endures forever.
To him who led his people through the wilderness.
For his mercy endures forever.
To him who struck down the great kings.
For his mercy endures forever.
And slew famous kings.
For his mercy endures forever.
Sihon, king of the Amorites.
For his mercy endures forever.
And Og, king of Bashan.
For his mercy endures forever.
And I'll add this, many Hamas leaders.
For his mercy endures forever.
And gave their land as a heritage.
For his mercy endures forever.
A heritage to Israel, his servant.
For his mercy endures forever.
Who remembered us in our lowly state.
For his mercy endures forever.
And rescued us from our enemies.
For his mercy endures forever.
Who gives food to all flesh.
For his mercy endures forever.
Oh, give thanks to the God of heaven, for his mercy endures forever. Somebody just lift your hands and thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
For his great mercy, his loving kindness toward us. As we enter into this time of thanksgiving, we remember, Father, it's all about your mercy toward us. We receive your mercy, Father God, afresh toward our nation, our families, our church, our military, our governments, all these mountains of societal influence. We receive the great mercies of God over our lives, the loving kindness of the Lord. We ask you and we receive your mercy, God, to bring healing to our land. And in your mercy, Lord, there is judgment, righteous judgments over this land during this time of thanksgiving. To bring about the right things, to raise up the right leaders, to bring corrections and guidance and direction that brings our protection and our perfection. And we'll give you all the praises and glory in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen.